Nadine Sierra makes her debut with the Boston Symphony Orchestra and her first appearance at Tanglewood tomorrow night as part of the festival's opening weekend concerts.
That's right. Tomorrow night's concert will hear the American singer, this American singer, in her acclaimed account of the soprano soloist role in Orff's Carmina Burana. Jacques Lacombe, who we met in our first hour, will conduct the performance.
Praise for her vocal beauty, seamless technique, and abundant musicality. Sierra is being hailed as one of the most promising emerging talents in the opera world today.
She's already making a name for herself through her performance with top opera companies and symphony orchestras around the world.
It's a great pleasure to welcome Nadine Sierra. Try it again. Nadine Sierra to the roundtable this morning. Welcome. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me. It's lovely to have you here.
Thank you for being here. We had to shift things around a little bit because we're going to be taking live coverage of the Attorney General's remarks at 11:30. So I thank you for rushing here from the city and getting here early. It's my pleasure. It's lovely for you to be here. What is it like for an artist such as yourself to make their Tanglewood debut?
Oh, it's really a pleasure and an honor. I've always known about Tanglewood since I was a young girl. And actually, this is my first time ever being at Tanglewood, period. I've never visited. I was never able to go see the festivals that were here every year. And it's kind of a dream come true, definitely a check off of my bucket list.
Did you sing in the shower?
Yes, all the time. Actually, I think I drove my parents totally crazy singing all the time at home.
You know, when you asked that, if you meant like this morning.
Yeah.
You meant growing up, right?
Yeah. Are you a New York City person?
I am. I am an official New Yorker now.
Were you raised?
No. I was raised in Florida, in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Ah.
But I went to school in New York at the Manus College of Music.
I was in the junior orchestra there.
Oh, really?
The very junior orchestra.
Yeah.
I played third trumpet.
Oh, wow.
I was very bad.
Well, you couldn't have been too bad if you got in.
Well, I think in those days they were taking, I'm very old.
Just to keep anyone.
All you had to do was breathe on a mirror. They said, come right in.
You were obviously very passionate about it. So
not really.
They saw something in you.
So yeah. This, I assume you're going to be doing Carmina Burana tomorrow night. And
yes.
I just assume that is something that as a soprano you... is a classic that you work toward and just is something you learn from very early in your training.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've been training since I was a little girl. I was 6 years old the first time I took a voice lesson and never looked back. Took many lessons every single week, had to practice every day for an hour. I was incredibly dedicated. And because of that, it has led me to opportunities like this.
Did your mother push you?
Yeah, push is not the right word. She definitely encouraged me. And anything I wanted to do, both of my parents truly supported me 100%. There was never a question of me being a musician or me, you know, being a doctor or a lawyer. It was always that I wanted to be a musician and definitely an opera singer.
Are they still here, your parents?
Yeah, my parents are. And my parents, unfortunately, are not coming to the performance tomorrow, but they are very supportive and usually travel around to see my performances.
Not to be too pushy, but they can go to WAMC.org and hear this very conversation you're having.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they are listening.
Yes.
Hi.
Not to mention the performance, which will also be on WAMC.
That's right.
When you do this and you think, okay, this is going to be my career, at what stage are you in now? Are you still going through a lot of firsts of making your Tanglewood debut and then thinking of where I want to go next and kind of checking off the list?
Yes, absolutely. These past, I would say, 2 years, maybe a year and a half, I've really been checking off a lot of things off my list. And definitely this experience is one of them, particularly singing with the Boston Symphony Orchestra. I've never done that before. I've always wanted to do that since I was very young. So it's definitely, dreams come true are happening. So, yeah.
Do you have to be an actress to do this?
Yes, I think so. I mean, I'm an opera singer, so, you know, I definitely have to incorporate a lot of theatrical performance in my music making.
Now, I'm going to get letters on this, but in the old days, you know, the sopranos and the others were, you know, fairly big people.
Yes.
and things have slimmed down a lot.
Yes.
So I'm wondering what your impression is of all of that. Do you have to keep yourself in good shape?
Yes. Well, I mean, listen, we're in 2016. It's a very visual world, especially my generation is very visually stimulated, let's say, with all the pop music that goes on and a lot of, let's say, easy access to entertainment in general. And I do feel that in some ways, you know, when you watch something, you want to believe it. You want to kind of delve into it. And beauty is becoming a very big thing in our society. So being young, being slim, being fit, definitely fits certain molds, let's say, in the characters portrayed in opera. But do I think it's essential? No, I don't. I think what's essential is
the voice.
Yeah, creating the music and creating it to move people, to inspire people, and hopefully to accumulate a wider audience.
And of course, we were talking earlier with some of the fellows here from the TMC, and they were talking about some of the rituals that they have in keeping their voice and keeping that instrument.
Put it another way, do you gargle in the morning?
She made bird sounds. She was doing or whatever it was. Very similar to that.
Yeah.
Not actually very similar to that at all, but that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of rituals. I think probably one of my biggest rituals is I always try to go in the gym, you know, before I head out to a rehearsal or a performance, try to do some yoga or try to swim or just try to get the body moving. But other than that, I mean, I'm kind of a weird singer. I don't put scarves around my neck. I don't spray the throat spray and have the tea with me all the time. I'm very normal and just, you know, try to enjoy life and not get too obsessive.
Well, the Stockbridge Bowl is right here. You just go for a swim.
Exactly. Perfect.
Come on out. Do what you have to do.
Yeah.
So you'll get to rehearse how many times here before you do this? I guess 1 o'clock this afternoon,
yes,
I hear.
Yes. Yeah, this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon, and that's it. Basta. On the stage.
Excellent.
Enough.
We're pros by now. We know.
Absolutely. Well, Nadine Sierra makes her debut with the Boston Symphony Orchestra tomorrow night, performing in ORF's Carmina Burana. For more information, tangowood.org. What a delight to meet you.
Oh,
and again, thank you.
You
so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.